You have been force-fed the creativity and ideas of others. You have endured soulless, manufactured music, the result of a nation sponsored by fast food. But the time has come to stand up and take back your ability to choose what you want and experience the music they don't want you to hear. If you are hearing this transmission, welcome to the revolution. Welcome to Not For Air Underground Radio.
Justin McPatches, bitches.
Do you have any idea what you're listening to?
Not For Air Radio.
With Justin Jordan.
It's true. I would get fucked up. Hey, and welcome to Not For Air Radio, Underground Radio, whatever, I own the fucking name. Welcome to Not For Air on podunkradio.com on this glorious Thursday. Though I'm really taping this on Wednesday. So I don't know who won the Powerball yet, or if anybody won at all. All I do know is everybody's acting like fucking nutcases, and I don't really care. I'm not dealing with it. I'm not. I ain't doing it. Leave me alone, I don't care. I mean, you know, if we won, that would be awesome, because then I could really, really, really do more shit that I honestly really, really want to do. Well, I'm already kind of doing what I want to do. I mean, I do run a radio station now, and I get to play awesome punk rock all day and night. Can't really complain about that. So, anyway. Is this thing working all right? Yeah, all right. I'm just being quieter than usual, I think, is what it is. Who fucking knows with this fucking thing? Who fucking knows? Piece of shit. There we go. It got kind of rained on. Saturday's Brian Jackson Fest episode 2 was awesome. I saw a lot of awesome bands all day. I got a little bit of sunburn. Wasn't cold out one bit. And then putting the festival together, I'm sure, is absolutely not easy at all. So everybody involved with putting that together, all the bands, of course, Zach Jones and Candace, just phenomenal job. I mean, that is certainly no easy task to put together any kind of festival, especially one as big as that, and you guys nailed it. Unfortunately, the rains came, but that's all about nighttime. So a couple of bands didn't really get to play, unfortunately. A lot of people were just hanging out in the old podunk tent. Yes, I had a podunk tent, and that is awesome. My friends, most of the bands, were hanging out. I did, like, one professional-ish interview, and then everything after that just kind of went to shit. It wouldn't go to shit. I wouldn't say it went to shit. I would say I got to have fun, and we got to talk about, and we just bullshit it, which is, like, normal anyway for anybody on this show. So it's actually not bad at all. In fact, when I get together editing and I'm going to put it out, it's going to be awesome. Because it's just me and random people and me and interchanging band members of the local scene from everybody from Vero Beach to down south to, of course, locally here in St. Lucie. So it was awesome. So anyway, great turnout, great show. Sorry about the rain. That's fucking life, fucking rain. It's Florida, man. It rains even in the winter when it's not supposed to. Other than that, David Bowie also passed away, which is sad. We'll get to the Powerball. Fuck the Powerball. Yeah, David Bowie passed away Monday, I think it was. Sunday night, Monday. And, you know, that's sad. David Bowie was a huge rock star. He's David Bowie. And he's contributed to a lot of music over the years. So it was sad that he passed away. He had cancer, which cancer is a bitch. But he went out in his own way, I guess. Same thing with Lemmy. And so now they're both jamming up in the sky or wherever they're at, fucking terrorizing people and stuff. It's awesome. But we played David Bowie on here, I believe. I think I saw it yesterday. And I know all over Sirius XM, at least on the new wave, well, First Wave channel, and they were playing it, which is great. You know who wasn't playing it? Would you like to know on Monday who didn't play any David Bowie or any kind of tribute for David Bowie? Do you want to know who? I'll tell you who. It's a company that if it wasn't for David Bowie, Billy Idol, a bunch of great bands in the 80s, 70s and 80s, more 80s than anything, wasn't for that, this station would have never fucking took off. Ever. And that's fucking MTV. These godless motherfuckers. And by the way, I watch Teen Wolf, it's fine. But what did they have all fucking day Monday instead of anything to do with David Bowie? I remember when Michael Jackson died. And granted, MTV was more music then. Of course, it was on its way out, if not already past it by that time, too. And I think that was like 2008 or 9, if I remember correctly. Because I remember watching all fucking day long, Michael Jackson's dead. Everybody's outside his house. And let's be clear, Michael Jackson was the king of pop. Absolutely. Motherfucker could dance. He gave us Thriller. I ain't complaining. But David Bowie did a lot, too. He really did. You can say David Bowie. Everybody knows who fucking David Bowie is. And MTV didn't do shit. Not one. And I could be because of, you know, could have been because of, you know, his family or his estate or whatever. I don't think it was, though. I think that MTV fucking didn't do anything. All they did was play Teen Mom. So instead of, you know, giving something to a man that helped their station get off the ground and really was popular in the 80s and everything else that was pop music and fucking, you know, new wave and hair metal and all that other shit that made MTV something. What do these godless bastards do? They play Teen fucking Mom. That's the demographic, everybody. Fuck music. It's all about pregnant teen stupid people. And I've seen that show. Those people are fucking stupid. They're stupid and they're fucking dumb. And this is what we got. That's what we get. That's the mentality now. We got Teen Mom You know what? Fine. Play Teen Mom all day. Give us an hour. You don't have to show David Bowie videos in a row, but talk about David Bowie. Just do something. No. They didn't do shit. Because they're MTV. And at least fucking... And most of the good people that worked on MTV, like all the VJs and shit from back in the day, with the exception of Carson, all went to SiriusXM. So fuck you, MTV. Fucking bastards. It's all TV shows now. Well, granted, they're not all reality. Like Teen Wolf and this new show that has a fucking... The dude from Arrow, fucking Slade Wilson in it for whatever, you know, Manu. I like Manu. But it's like, you know, they're trying to appeal to everybody else too now with their, you know, because fuck music, right? Anyway. So that's unfortunate, though. It really is. That's some, you know, fucking shit. I'm not saying let's, you know, shove David Bowie down anybody's throat. What I'm saying is at least give the man something on a station that he played plenty of his tunes on back in the day, and was a big influence on a lot of stuff. That's all I'm fucking saying. But now MTV rather have Teen Mom, which has absolutely nothing to do with music. I like how on MTV now when they do play music, they just shove it in whatever shit show they're playing. In a very small corner, it's like playing this song. Which, you know, Smallville had a lot of music in it too, from certain bands, and they would tell you right after. But that's on the WB, and that made sense in the CW. But MTV, it's like, hey, we're still got music. Yeah, you're playing music in your shit shows. Get the fuck out of here. Anyway, we're not MTV. I would like to do music videos, though. I really would, because that'd be sweet. But I won't. So what I'll do instead is I'm going to play some punk rock, because I've been drinking, and that's what I do. Enjoy.
My sickness, my mind, my madness. Undefined, unbalanced, out of control. Explosions and bullet holes. No remorse, full of hate. My sickness contains your fate. I can't afford a medication. I feel new life, I feel new nation. I can't afford my sanity. Devoid of all reality. My anger consumes me. Medication defines me. My sanity escapes me. Desperation makes me. Confusion, delusion, paranoia, retribution. Welcome to my reality. Dictated by my poverty. Poverty. My sickness, my mind, my madness undefined. Unbalanced, out of control. Explosions in bullet holes. With no remorse, full of hate. The mighty next contains your fate. My chemical dependency dictates my sanity. Sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night, just made of sweat. My heart pounding, my fists are clenched. But I can't afford my medication. Oh God, I need those pills. Or something bad's gonna happen. But I can't afford my medication. My medication. I can't afford my medication. I built your life, I built your nation. I can't afford my sanity. I can't afford your reality. I can't afford medication. I built your life, I built your nation. I can't afford my sanity. I can't afford your reality.
I'm better than you. I got better than you. Fucking understand.
Guy's a fucking asshole.
Not for air. Underground radio.
You know, I've been thinking. I don't know. I'm not going to quit, you know, doing this show. I've been doing it for, it's going to be 6 years on this year coming up. Well, 2016. So it's going to be 6 years, which is a long time to be doing anything with as little as we had to do it with, but I'm quite happy. You know, now I got Podunk, which is great. I got a whole station punk rock and fucking great shows that are all better than mine, with fucking badass like Sick Boys Radio and Best Tables in Hell. And of course, earlier, first thing I played was Pigpen, which is over in Tampa Bay, which is right across the state from me, with Bob Noxious and those boys at Loud, Fast, and Shitty Radio, which is a great, great program. As heard on here and on their website, so check that out. Also, punkbandpromotions.com. Really, anything punk rock, go to that site. If you're in a band, it's a great way to fucking meet other people in bands and other promoters that are actually punk rock. You know, that will work with you. Unlike Facebook, hide your shit. Basically, it's like a badass fucking GeoCities MySpace message board type thing. That's the best way I can describe it, but it works, and it's fucking great. There's great music playing out of that fucker all the time at Punk Band Promotions. They have a band of the week. They're great. They really care about the punk rock community, so please check that out. You know, so, yeah, a lot of great shows on here. Bastard Club over in England. So, yeah, it's a great station. I love it. So I got that. I got Underground Horror Radio. I got this show. I got Caffeinated, which... Yeah, I do whatever I want, really, with the guys. So, but, you know, I also work, like, you know, a 40-hour-week job. So, and I'm not getting any younger. But I really do enjoy it. So I'm trying to think how to make this show, other than the great music that's on here. I always wanted to have a show. I don't want to just sit here and play music and not say anything. I have a robot fucking for that shit. That's not what I am. But again, what can I say? I've said everything I need to say. You know, I'm certainly not going to, you know, and in order to really talk about the bands and stuff, you know, I want the bands in here with me. And the problem is, I would love having bands in here while we do a show like this together. Kind of like we did at the fairgrounds when I'd be playing music too. It's just getting everybody together. I try to pump this out weekly. It's a weekly show. Yeah, it started out with me and Matt doing it. I've been doing it for going on 4 years by myself since 2013. Or is that 3 years? 13, I did 14, I did 15. That's three. Yeah, going on 4 years. Fucking math. So anyway, you know, and I don't really want to do it by myself anymore. I think I proved all I could prove that I can do this, obviously, on my own and succeed at it, which I have. But it's not the anger show no more. I'm not going to sit here and bitch all fucking day, although we're going to talk about Metallica here in a minute. So it's like I want to have a co-host, but it has to be somebody I can really get along with. You know, and I'm thinking more and more about it, and I'm like, God damn it, I wish Mad Dog didn't move. Because Mad Dog is really, really central here. Well, it was central. Well, it still is, in spirit. Central here in the punk scene in South Florida. At least in Treasure Coast, especially. And, you know, he moved to Asheville, which is great for him, you know, him and his wife. So, I mean, they're happy up there. It's a nice scene for them up there, which is awesome. Again, you know, Florida's not always the best. I'm not going anywhere. I like it here. This is where I'm embedded. I figured it out. But, you know, and my one buddy Jeff would be good, but he's not really into as much local music as I am. So, and that's the majority of what I play is underground music. So he's on here once in a while. It's good. My buddy Tom would be good, but he's busy. Everybody's busy. Everybody's really, really busy. And, yeah, I could switch this to any night of the week I want. But I've been on Thursdays since I can, at least 4 years. I think we were on Wednesdays before. When I had my own stream. And when I got on Podunk, I went to Thursdays, and I kind of just stayed that way. And I like Thursday. So, anyway, I mean, I could have some tryouts, you know. I mean, this is the longest-running radio show podcast out of the Treasure Coast in South Florida as far as punk rock goes. And pretty much anything alternative, I guess. And it's not bad, you know. It's just a matter of finding someone that's not always busy, too. See, that's the thing, I lived with Matt, so he was right there. I'm like, hey, get out here, let's do this. Or he'd be like, hey, we're going to do this. I'm like, yeah, let's do it. So I don't really have that now. And I'm not having my wife on here. Should we fucking do Underground Horror Radio together? Not every show is going to be with me and her on it. That's what I want to avoid. So anyway, if you're listening and you want to be a co-host, let me know. Email me at notforair@live.com or write me on Facebook, notforairradio. Justin McPatches or something. So yeah, Metallica. What can we say about fucking Metallica? So they sent, somebody sent, I don't know if it was them or their lawyers, but somebody sent a giant fucking cease and desist type thing to a Canadian tribute band, a Metallica tribute band. And, you know, argument goes A and B. You know, A is, well, it is their music, and, you know, I understand that part. I really do. I get that, you know. And I, for the most part, I don't really dig tribute bands, to be honest with you. I really don't. Certain ones. I like the Misfit ones because of a gimmick. I like that, like, the Misfits is hilarious. I like the Black Sabbath tribute one that's Max Sabbath. But they change it enough where it's not the same thing. They're not... Max Sabbath fucking made all the songs about McDonald's food, and they're all dressed up like fucking McDonald's characters. That's just fucking amazing. That's one of the greatest... I love theatrics. I'm a big theatrical kind of guy. So that's why I like horror punk a lot and psychobilly and stuff like that, because there's theatrics involved usually and there's a stage show. And fucking... I mean, come on, there's a Grimace playing the bass. I think he's either playing the bass or guitar. I can't remember, but it's fucking cool. I'm like, holy Christ, that's fucking horrible. Mary McCheese with horns. I'm like, oh, fuck. That's awesome. So there's that. You know, the Misfits, all their songs were Misfit songs, but they were about food. Like, I think instead of, like, what, 20 eyes, it's 20 pies. I'm like, that's fucking awesome. So I dig that. And then there was the All Grill group that we had here in South Florida. before more people moved to fucking Asheville, which was the Misfits, who we interviewed a couple years ago. I'm going to have to play the interview again soon. Those ladies were fucking killer. And I knew most of them anyway, so it was cool. But, I mean, like, they were really cool, and it was a really fun show. So I get, you know, and having Sunny 107.9 fucking steal Not For Air, I'm going to put a four Not For Air podcast. Fuck you. All right. I hope to fucking God that people listen to, especially the shit with me and Matt on it. They listen to some old shit where me and Matt were just fucking angry as all sin. And they think it's that station. They fucking write them going, your show's fucking terrible. Fucking gave my husband a heart attack. Ah, fucking swearing for like 20 minutes. I hope to fucking God that happens for you stealing my fucking name, you bastards. Whatever, fuck you. But I get, you know, like, again, I kind of know where Metallica's coming from, I guess. But again, that's what tribute bands are. I think I heard Metallica was tribute to something else before it became fucking Metallica. You know, covers and stuff, which is fine. Not big on tributes too much, except for certain ones. Covers? Depends on the covers. If you play punk covers, 90% will like you anyway, because I'm into that stuff. Definitely. I'm into that, but... But at the same time, like, you're going to fucking send this to a Canadian band for having a tribute band to you. That's a fucking dick move. Mind you, all right, I understand you work hard for your money. And this is like, that was like the last generation of like actual rock stars. I'm not talking about rappers. I'm talking about like Metallica. You know, we're losing Lemmy. We lost Bowie. So Metallica is a mega rock star. And are there better bands than Metallica? Absolutely. Are they a giant commercial band? Absolutely. And that's fine. They sell out arenas. They sell out albums. I don't know how they still sell out albums, because everything after fucking the Black Album kind of sucked. I know everybody says that, but it's true. I didn't like Saint Anger one bit. Fucking sucked. Whatever. And, you know, I get it, but these are the same cocksuckers that did that whole Napster thing, which is fine. Do Napster. Do that whole shit. Remember that when fucking pirating took forever anyway because it was fucking dial-up? I'm fucking arguing with people about dial-up fucking Napster. And then we had LimeWire and FrostWire and fucking other things. People still download shit. It's what they do. I'm not condoning it. I'm just saying that's the way it goes. It's what people do. You know? I'm not saying, you know, I'm all for it. I'm just saying, you know, realistically, that is what people are going to do. You know? I think I found my shit somewhere once. I'm like, okay. Well, at least somebody listened to that fucking episode. Ugh. But, yeah, fucking Metallica, just, you know, we have to make sure nobody does anything, you know. And I get it, they're money whores now. They earned it, they played, they're sucking up all the money they can, they're rich, I get it, that's fine. But, there's other bands out there that's better. Here's what I would do, here's what I suggest. If you're, like I said about the stamp, which I told everybody on Saturday how much I enjoyed the stamp, I didn't get a shirt though. It's a small place. I'm not really big into fucking being crowded into. It kind of makes me very nervous. But haunted houses don't bother me because I'm looking around at all the cool shit. And be like, that's a mistake. That's awesome. But Stamp is very small. But it's definitely that punk rock vibe when you get like a fucking band on the floor and everybody's like fucking moshing and stuff and there's no room to the bathroom. I love that. I mean, I think that's purely a punk rock fucking thing. We need more venues like that. More bars. So if you're anywhere and there's a live band and it's not just playing covers of Three Doors Down like they do at Shindigs, yeah, I fucking said that, and that's fucking crap, and you're hearing this guy butcher their 90s alternative tunes that you listen to and you loved, but it sounds like horrible shit, and you're like, well, if this is the way you're going to be, why don't you just get a fucking jukebox? Yeah. Yeah, I'm that guy. Fucking get a jukebox. If we're just going to have live bands or butchering 90s covers or whatever the fuck you're doing, and not just a band that opens up for other bands. Like, Take Warning's a great cover band because they do punk, and they're not like a four-hour fucking thing. They're going to go in there, knock out their set, let the other bands play, and we all rock out together. They're awesome. They're not these fucking guys that come up here and do their shit, and they're singing fucking Blues Traveler shitly, ruining that, ruining Kansas, ruining everything else they fucking touch. And so don't listen to that shit. No, find a local band that, you know, fucking is hard and angry. Listen to that. Get loud and angry with it. Obviously, reggae's okay. It's a Florida thing. I get it. But just fucking get pumped and just enjoy that shit. Because really, that's kind of what it's about, you know? That's what I think. Here's something to really get angry with. Some old stuff here. From a band that you may or may not know called Operation Ivy.
More than just sound, this inspiration coming in.
Hey, for real. You think that shit sounded good there? You should hear that shit on vinyl. I have it on vinyl. I gave it away, some of it, at the Brian Jackson Fest, and I think I gave away a CD and a copy of the 7-inch 45 at the Stoke Show at Distillery last month or a month before. I think it was sometime in December. So I think I have one copy left, and I think I'm getting more in, but I think they're limited releases, but it's only two sides. It's only two songs, but that song right there is side B, and it's on a vinyl, and it sounds great. I just picked up a record player or turntable. Everybody kept saying, oh, it's a turntable. It's a fucking record player. Shut up. It's actually pretty neat. It's not bad for what I paid for it. It's a little it's in a little suitcase. It's got speakers. You can attach your Bluetooth through it. That's pretty cool. And it plays all sizes, 45s, and everything else. It's pretty cool. I don't have that many records, but I did have one from a couple of years ago. Oh, and I think I could hook it up to the mixer here, and I think I might be able to actually play it through the show one day. So we'll see how that goes. Again, I don't know if it'll sound as good. I guess it would, because if it's just straight vinyl, because vinyl, I always hear vinyl sounds better than, obviously, digital and all that shit. And I'm thinking, because it's playing vinyl, you know, the sound, and if I hook it up through the mixer and play it, you know, live, that'd be cool. But I got a record from a band up in Titusville, which is north of me. It's from the Horrible Hound Dogs, and it's from a Rabbit Foot Records, and they press their own stuff. And I got it, and it's fucking cool, and I finally get to play it. After fucking, I don't know, 4 years? 3 or 4 years since I got this? I saw them when I saw the Living Deads for the first time up in Cocoa, and it was awesome. So I bought one of their records. Please, when you go to shows, if you have some money, please buy some stuff. I bought some art from Kismet Art. Before I fucking run my mouth about that. This show is like two different shows. It's the drunk fucking Justin just rambles on about life show, and it's Justin whore shit, but he doesn't remember what he's whoring, and he wants to say it right show. But again, I'm my own boss. I'm not getting paid. Go fuck yourself. Here we go. Before we get to my whoring of local artists, which deserves it, Cold Cock Whiskey, which does not sponsor this fucking show or this station because they're godless heathens, is sponsoring an event. And they support Metal Zone, which is fine. I like Metal Zone, but I'm just saying. Listen to Metal Zone if you're in the metal. They're sponsoring a show at Oceanside Pub here in Jensen Beach. On 2/6/16, Warrior Metal Brotherhood 1. Okay. Venomous Fiction at Okeechobee. Our buddies at Nation of Decay, which hopefully do the metal cast soon. Tard, that's the name of the band. Blacklight and Sharptooth. It's free, sponsored by Not For Air, Cutthroat Metalcast, I guess Metal Zone Radio. And, yeah, that's going on the 2nd, 6th of February, so definitely check that out. Agent Orange is coming on the 11th. I know that because it's my wife's birthday, but I get to go. So, that's awesome. They're playing in Jensen as well, over at the Bird's Eye. And Reunite Fest 2 is coming up in March as well, in the Bird's Eye. We'll talk about that as we get closer to it. Where was I there before all that? Let's see. Let's see here. Is it Kiss... Arts. I want to make sure I have the right goddamn, you know. There it is. Yeah, okay, sorry. Kismet Arts. That's a DIY art. Oh, there it goes. Tells you how to say it. Kismet Art. See? I can read. No, it's a local artist. They do a lot of cool airbrushing. On hats, they got a cool skateboard they did. I picked up a nice little picture. It's nice. It was $10. That's not bad at all. And Pictures of Raptors is actually a picture of me from Podunk, so that's cool. Definitely check that out. Support your local artists if you can, and musicians. Okay? We're living in a very DIY world now, and which is great because I like it. And these people need support. So if you could, you know, if you like it, obviously you're going to buy it, right? So, very cool. Also check out TJ Lynch, horror artist extraordinaire, on Facebook as well. Dude's making like awesome action figures for people left and right. not to mention awesome prints on shirts, so please check them out. Check out Popcorn Skateboards. They're awesome. Check that out on Facebook as well. So there's plenty of cool shit. Once I get working on the station, I'm going to put some more ads, not ads, but I'm going to put some more stuff we're into up on the Podunk site, and especially, well, you're listening to it on the Podunk site here, and I'm going to put it on the Not For Air stuff. I'm rebuilding those as well, I think. Got a couple other shows I'm working on. A buddy of mine wants to do his own podcast too, so I'm giving him whatever support I can for that. And then they're doing their own thing, so I'm like, sweet, you know. And I'm looking forward to that. And then another buddy of mine, who if you check out Kruger Collectibles, they're going to be at the Freak Show coming up at the St. Lucie Treasure Coast Freak Show, and also coming up in March, first week of March, I believe. And then there's Real Pro Wrestling happening tomorrow night at the St. Lucie County, not the Civic Center, the Community Center. Not far from where I live, actually. So I'm going to go check that out. It's a little bit, it's going to be, I guess it's going to be some really good wrestling. And I'm into wrestling, so I'm going to go check that out as well. So, well, damn, I think that's all I got. I got some Throwback Thursdays to play from when we first started many years ago. But yeah, go to a show, support somebody, do something fun. Don't fucking mope around and be an idiot. Just go. Nobody likes me. Well, are you an asshole? I don't know. You got to ask yourself these questions. Now, it's like it's weird because, you know, you say, oh, no, it's definitely not me. It's them. And most of the time it's you. But then there's a lot of the time it's not you. It's really them. It just really depends, I guess. I don't know. Who am I? I'm a stupid radio guy. What do I know? But I do know I like to go out and have fun. So Brian Jackson was a lot of fun. I'm glad I got to be a part of that year two. So, like I said, I'm going to put out some interviews. Some of them weren't really interviews. It was just me and the guys hanging out and just having talks and just promoting stuff. But, because I didn't really get any interviews done until nighttime because of power constraints. But that was nobody's fault. That's just part of, you know, life and running a festival. It's all good. No worries. And then the rain came. The rain sucked. That's rain. That's part of life, you know. It's Florida. It rains. Can't help that. But overall, great festival. It was a good day. And I think Reunite's going to be awesome, too. Some old school local bands in the Treasure Coast is going to kick ass. One's called Exploding Horse Boy. I'm excited for that because the fucking name alone just blows my mind. Exploding Horse Boy. Who thinks of that shit? It's awesome. So, and I got some new stuff by the Pub Wreckers, which I'm going to play soon. They just gave it to me on Saturday, so I have to throw it in the old machine here. Anything happening on Facebook? No, I hate Facebook and most people on it, so never mind. I'm just looking through. Oh, and I'm pretty sure I'm on Death Rock Radio tomorrow. I did a show on there as well, which is a bunch of underground horror stuff and a mix, you know, a little bit of new wave. So if you're into that kind of stuff, it's definitely an awesome station. Definitely awesome stuff. But other than that, yeah, definitely. But definitely check that out. So, anywho, let's see. That's about it. I got nothing else for you tonight. I'm out. I'm done. I had enough. Here's some tunes from yesteryear, about a couple years ago. And enjoy. Bye. Listen next week and keep listening to Podunk. A lot of better shows. Bye.
Yeah. for Air, Underground Radio.